Blog Talk Radio.
Pretty good, a little soul-stirring. You know, that was the language that the Romans spoke. Latin. Hot stuff, huh? If you had to hang around with the Romans, you had to know how to say all those words. You know, when they show the pictures of Rome, they're always speaking with an English accent. You ever notice that? Hollywood gives them English accents. And they give the Germans English accents. Unbelievable. Well, you're getting the show with a New York accent tonight. So let's kick off our last day of the month show. June is gone, and we've got July, August, September, October. Oh, we got 4 months till we go communist.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I'm listening to the radio, and Obama is flying into Colorado. And he brought some marshmallows because he wanted to have his picture taken by the fire. And these are his words: when a disaster like this, when a natural disaster like this hits, America comes together. Here's my words: when an unnatural disaster like Obama hits, America also comes together, and they're bringing brooms and don't tread on me flags. Operation Clean Sweep. You're fired, buddy. And everything you do and say is not going to get you reemployed. And all your people are going with you. And I just wonder if we can get rid of a couple of Supreme Court judges at the same time. Maybe we should check their immigration status. Yeah, like Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Is she really from an Eastern Bloc country? Yeah. Is she from The Hague? Oh, I don't want to say what's on my mind. But anyway, Hague. Let's just say it goes with Hague. That's one thing. And now Leon Panetta is investigating sex crimes committed at the... I was going to say permitted at the U.S. Air Force Academy since 2009. 30 women have come forward and said that they've been molested. And I guess Katie Couric is also going to be in. She's bringing charges against Matt Lauer for pinching her fanny, but she let him do it. She gave him permission, but only one cheek a day. And that's life in the big city today. In other news, 6 more bicyclists were run over by yellow cab drivers shouting Allahu Akbar. Yeah, and Mayor Bloomberg took their salt away. There's no salt. How do you like that if you have a dog? If you have a dog, they're not allowed in Muslim cabs. No bow wow in this cab. It's Muslim cab. How about if you have a girl that's not so pretty? No dog in their car! Who are you to judge? And why are you wearing a burqa, Charlie? Don't call me Charlie, my name Muktibar. I have hack license. I could hack your head off. How did you get your hack license, Muktibar? Hack license easy. They gave me English test. Say, they give me three colors. If I can use three colors in a sentence, I become citizen and get hack license. So what three colors did they give me, Muktibar? They gave me a yellow, green, and pink. So I made sentence. Let's hear it. The phone go green, green. I pink it up. I say yellow, this Muktibar.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your bad right show. Join me, hot. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 2, 3, and 4.
Communists are rolling up victories tonight. Tonight, the news is announcing, you know, NBC, nothing but communists. They're announcing that Obama has guaranteed the students they won't get a raise in their interest rates on their student loans. They were never going to get it. They're pretending. This is what communists do. They threaten you with a raise in your student loan interest. And, oh, we're going to defend you. The Republicans want to raise the student loan interest. But we're going to, and you know, they're thinking about doing it in Congress. But we're going to fight it all the way. There's no issue. There was never a fight. And now they're going to take credit for the victory. That's called the Pyrrhic victory. And that goes back to the Greeks. Probably somebody faked a victory. Yeah, unbelievable, man. Beware of communists who create something, a problem out of nothing, and then pretend to be champions when they solve something that never existed. That's one of their tactics. And right now, it's election time, and they'll tell you any lie you want to hear. And I was speaking of lies, I was just thinking of Ted Kennedy, who one day got up in America and he looked around and he seen a lot of Irish people and he said, this is no good. We have to have other races of people here but the Irish. And so he helped pass legislation that opened the borders and brought in third world nations and the Irish were actually reduced in the quota that could come into the country. I remember being on the ferry that goes from Cape May to Delaware, and everybody that was on there that was working was Irish. About a year later, they were all gone and never to return. He put a quota on Irish people. That's Ted Kennedy. You know where Ted Kennedy is right now. He's with the King George of England. They're both working boiler number 3. Hang in there, and we'll talk about the big successful exploits of the Communist Party of North America. I turn on my TV, and there's the usual gibberish. And, you know, here's a tornado here. Here's a little a windmill that had its mill broken. And then, of course, there's always a California vehicle chase. And the helicopter is right above. And there's O.J. waving to the crowd, and the crowd's waving back. And I turn around. As a matter of fact, you know, they took his license away. And now when he wants to make a run for it, he has to sit on a flatbed tow truck. Yeah, unbelievable. You know, I say O.J. could have beat Obama by 2 points if he had run for the presidency. Oh, that's just speaking heresy. Yeah, one man's heresy is another man's freedom. Anyway, so I'm watching and I see there's nothing eventful on. You know, they're talking about petty fours. So I switch, of course, to the Real Men's channel, the History Channel, and they're showing you the Marines going into Peleliu. And I'm watching these guys going over the side into landing craft. 4,500 hit the beach. Before Peleliu was secured, 10,000 were killed and or wounded. And if you ask a kid today, where's Peleliu, he won't know, and he won't know anything about it. But the grounds of Peleliu are littered with blood and bones of American Marines who today, the communists in the Pentagon, who have overtaken the Pentagon, they went from office to office. They're sissifying the Marine Corps. And Hillary Clinton's goal is to make sure they all get blue UN helmets. And this is what we've become. We've become a nation of wusses. We can't even stay married. A 50% divorce rate. 1,300,000 divorces a year. 1,300,000 babies murdered a year. What have we turned into? Pussland. That's what we are. We're a nation of pusses. Unbelievable. And you look at those guys, they lied. They lied to get into the military after Pearl Harbor. They lied about their age. Some guys were 16, 17. They went to serve their country. I'm watching Roosevelt and the draft. They brought the draft back for World War before World War II. 21 million men had a draft number. If they announced the draft was coming back tomorrow, the first thing you would hear is the weeping and a gnashing of teeth. And the road to Canada would be blocked right down into New York City, the evil Empire State. But let those drugs in, man. You got to keep the roads open. We cannot be putting up a wall. We need those drugs from Mexico. And now I'm looking in Glenn Beck's book, and he's saying that in Wisconsin, on national grounds, Mexican drug lords are growing marijuana in Wisconsin. China has bought 50 square miles in Idaho. Are they growing potatoes? Huh? Is that like the? Is this how we're going to be invaded? Property acquiring? They're going to do it with money? Yeah, we're in trouble. And they're looking for. They're going to open up free trade zones in 4 states. and nobody's going to have a job. If you can't make a comb, you don't have a job. If you can't make a scissors, you don't have a job. If you can't make a car, look at Detroit, you don't have a job. If you can't make anything, you're nothing. You can't even win a war. What are you going to do? You can't make anything. You can't build anything. Look at our space program. It's a joke. The Chinese will be on the moon with a colony in 2014. And when that day comes, you're going to get Sputnik deja vu. When the Russians had the first satellite in space. And America went, duh, what happened? I was watching the TV. I was watching Girls Gone Wild. Well, now you can get on the truck and leave your baggage on the sidewalk and go to Camp 21. You're an American, aren't you? Yes, okay, on the truck. Oh, I know my rights. I have my rights. Yes, you do. Get on the truck. During World War II, 12,000 Americans died a month. Died a month! So you could say you want to legalize weed and live in your parents' basement till you're 26 and force your parents to take a second mortgage so you can go and have open wide sex in college. I'm getting a college education. How do you spell education? And don't forget to kiss the professor's ass who's telling you the country is no good. And that the founding fathers were all slave owners. And slavery originated in the United States. Yeah, go ahead. Anybody I want to move to Russia? Are there any minorities that would like to move to Russia? Are there any minorities that would like to move to China? No, no, we don't want to go there. We know what they do to their people. We'd rather stay here and whine.
See you later, alligator.
Well, I saw my baby walking. Where's another man today?
Don't you know you really
How about that matron on the bus that was abused by the four prehistoric animals? Remember how they hurt her and cut her to pieces and even threatened to cut her with a knife? And she just sat there and took it, and everybody felt bad about it, except those four pigs in a blanket? Well, the good news is her donations are up to $671,000, and she was shown on TV today, and she's got a new hairdo, and she looks ravishing. Yeah, justice works in wonderful ways. And not only that, the money is tax-free. The government can't touch it unless they come to seize her weapons, you know, her dining needle. Yeah. It's a gift. Gifts are not taxable. Isn't that wonderful? So I'm setting up a gift of foundation for myself, and I'll give out the mailing address right after the next break. Send Tom to camp, and I will accept nothing less than $100 bills. So you kids out there that still have lemonade stands that haven't been seized by the government, you got to start charging $200 a glass. The next tune I dedicate to all the Latinos who serve God and country, to all those great Latinos who were in the Marine Corps, the Navy, the Army, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, those Latinos who the Parte de la Muerte want to round up and put in a corral and say nobody loves you but us, the Parte de la Muerte. Yeah, don't believe it, boys. Don't believe it. They get a chance. They hate your guts. You know why? Because you're Catholic. And you go to church and pray to Our Lady of Guadalupe. They hate you for that. They despise you. But they'll pretend to be your friend. Look, I'm giving him a ladder to get a leg up. But the bottom two rungs are broken. Stay down, peon. Stay in our camp, where we will look after you and tell you what to eat. So I dedicate this tune to those who know better. Viva Cristo Rey. Viva Andy Garcia. The Republicans, it looks like, are going to give us Marco Rubio. That is a smart move. It will pull some Latino votes. But Marco Rubio is a Cuban, and the Cubans were already Republicans because they know firsthand what it's like to be betrayed by the Parte de la Muerte. And they were abandoned on the Bay of Kennedys and left to die. And John Kennedy himself told all of those survivors, one day your flag will fly over Havana, but it doesn't look like it. It looks like Obama is going to fly the hammer and sickle over Havana. So don't count on the Latinos coming over to the Cuban side and vote with Marco Rubio, because they have been trained to hate Cubans. And they did it when they kidnapped Elian Gonzalez, and they said, these Cubans don't deserve anything. They think they're better than us. But what they really were saying was, these Cubans, they are Republican, and that's why we're going to give their children back to Fidel Castro. And that's what they did. And never forget, they were prepared to go into a Catholic church and drag that boy out. And if you don't believe that, then you don't believe anything. Bingo, bingo, bingo was the code word for the snatch. And Kendall Coffey was double-crossed by his best friend, Janet Reno. And that's how the party of death works. They have no loyalty, not to each other. Only when it comes to voting. If they vote to kill kids, they vote all together. If they vote more taxes, all together. If they vote to let communists come in and run the country, all together. But they will vote you and me out of the nation. You know why? Because we bend our heads when we hear the name Cristo Rey. also, if you're Latino and you're Catholic or a good religious person, get out of that Partido de la Muerte, because they hate God and they hate country. So the next tune is for you. And for all those Latino GIs who serve, 14 guys named Gomez have died to serve in the 9-1-1 war. That's quite a contribution. That is love of God and country. Viva Cristo Rey.
Ahora Manuelito, cántale estos ojitos bonitos.
Ojos tienes debajo de esas dos cejas, debajo de esas dos cejas, qué bonitos ojos tienes. Ellos me quieren mirar, pero si tú no los dejas, pero si tú no los dejas, ni siquiera
blog post this morning, and what do I see but Alec Baldwin carrying a baby doll, and he's in his shorts and he's wearing his thongs, his slippers, his sandals, and he's picking on a poor photographer, a poor helpless photographer, a little short guy, and Alex is squeezing his arm. And Alex says to him, and this is quoted by the New York Post, what were you, raped by a Catholic priest? How's that for a conversation, opening conversation? Not even a hi, how you doing? Huh? Do you know what? I think if they did a voice match on all the obscene phone calls in the United States, 70% of them could be traced back to Alec Baldwin. And this guy is a real sicko, and it gets worse. It gets worse. In the same article, they mentioned that he's going to be married tomorrow in the old St. Patrick's Cathedral. And I said, oh, no. No, please, God, no. So I went back to the article writer, and I said, is that still a Catholic church? Is he getting married in the Catholic church? I should have said, who's doing the wedding, the exorcist? It's unbelievable. And I'm waiting to hear back, and when I find out, I'll tell you. And I do expect to hear back, because these Post reporters are pretty good. But I am so sick of Hollywood, and the Fantasy Island is now a fantasy sewer pit. They can't make a decent movie. They're all training films for drugs, immorality, anti-patriotism. They're a communist dream. Anything that the communists would love to do to the American public is being done for them by Hollywood. As a matter of fact, I heard they're going to rewrite Saving Private Spielberg. We're sick, man. We're country, and there's more psychiatrists today than ever before. There'll be more psychiatrists than doctors, and when the new medical profession gets reorganized, instead of sending you to the doctor for a checkup, they're going to send you to a psychiatrist who has the power of commitment. And are you a Republican? Yes. Oh, I'm sorry, we're committing you today. You know, that's what they do in the Soviet Union. Hang on, I'll talk to you. That was a, on the phone, that was a mortgage company. And, you know, I don't know if you're in this boat, and that's what it, if you are in this boat, is your home underwater? Then you're in the same boat as a lot of other people. And I was thinking that I may, instead of applying for a mortgage, I may apply for marine insurance. Yeah, when was your ship sunk? Well, I was off the coast of Normandy. We're in trouble. We're in absolute trouble. And when I think of all the GIs who gave up their lives for this country, and just to see the end result of what we've become, it is really disgusting. It is heartbreaking. I think if they could rise up from their cross-covered graves, they would say, I died for this crap. And that we lost our country coming out of the 50s. That's when we lost it, when we went into the drug-laden 60s. And now all of the wood crap people are on the Supreme Court. Or they're the Secretary of State. Did you know that Hillary Clinton wanted money to build a monument to wood crap? I said, what do you need a monument for? All you got to do is get one outhouse that's full and a slider. A poop slider. Yeah, that's a monument to wood crap. Hey, man, we blocked the thruway. Yeah. It's too bad you didn't block the Ho Chi Minh Trail, you little sissy. You drug-sucking sissy. Hang in there. I'll give you a patriotic tune. We got to rejuvenate America. The next generation, they're about to go on the auction block. We got to save the next generation. This generation is gone. They are Shingada. They are verlassen. Alles verlassen. That's the theme from A Bridge Too Far, Operation Market Garden, where they dropped in, I think it was the 101st Airborne, awaiting tank columns, holding bridges awaiting tank columns. And they did A Bridge Too Far, and the Germans, I think they treated the Americans pretty decent, not like the SS did, the regular German army. But that was a British maneuver, and it sucked. And a lot of British maneuvers suck. And I was watching the surrender of Singapore. 135,000 British and Australian and Gurkha troops surrendered to the Japanese. And they were bluffed by the Japanese. And they all, and you see them marching, into on the way to camps, concentration camps, and they were all smiling like this will be over in a few weeks, and a lot of them never made it home. They would have been better fighting to the death. But, you know, the guy's name was, I think, Percival, General Percival, and the Japanese general was totally surprised how it was a bluff situation, and he out-bluffed the Percival. But there's one even better than that, and I'm going to call it Political Correctness Kills. George Patton, in the war, visited a hospital, and he saw a guy who he thought was faking shell shock, and he slapped him, and in the movie he goes to draw his gun to shoot him. And he says, I won't have you here with heroes. Get this coward out of here and get him on the front line. And for that, I think it was the New York Times, which was pro-communist at the time. There was a guy named Durante that was covering up all of the criminal activities of the Soviet Union at the New York Times. He was a Soviet agent. And they turned Patton's slap into an anti-Semitic action. And Eisenhower ordered Patton to apologize to his unit. And he had to make a public apology, which is in the movie Patton. And as a punishment for doing what he did, conduct unbecoming an officer, I guess, was the charge, they denied him the assault, to lead the assault on Anzio. So a general of lesser capability was put in charge of American troops, coordinating with a British general, and they hit the Anzio beachhead. And when they hit the Anzio beachhead, they completely caught the Germans by surprise. The Germans had no idea. They were overrun quickly, and they hastily retreated. Now, do you know what Patton's rule of law is? A law of war? Attack, attack, attack. So what did this British general do? He decided to have tea, and he ordered a halt of the operation while they had tea, and then they made preparations. To bed down for the night. Meanwhile, the Germans were reorganizing. They were straightening out their lines, and they came back with a fury. And the end result was more casualties than necessary in that initial assault on Anzio. Patton never would have let that happen. And that's the price that some poor American had to pay for political correctness. Think about that. And don't think it doesn't go on all day long everywhere. From the SAM missile sites in Vietnam that were off limits because there were Russians manning them, shooting down American planes. How's that for political correctness? How about the Lieutenant Behenna and Sergeant Vela in prison for shooting the enemy? How's that for political correctness? And today, Obama is negotiating with the Taliban. he's brought his olive branch, and they're going to play him like a string fiddle.
A gargantuan explosion. Oh, my God, I don't believe it. The northeast corner has exploded in the most incredible explosion. Flames are flying out of the building. They're 5-10 stories high now. Black billowing smoke. The building corner, the whole entire corner is gone.
Both World Trade Center buildings in New York City right now, heaps of rubble. At 9 o'clock this morning, a plane crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan.
I heard the noise. I was in my office, and I heard the guy screaming. So I ran out, and everybody was saying, oh, my God, and they're in tears. They're crying. Everybody's upset.
I was trying to make phone calls. I looked up, and I heard an explosion, and then I saw everybody in the street react first. People crying, people on the ground, everybody lying down. And then I looked up, and I saw this huge plume of smoke, and the tower just crumbling. And it just turned into a huge plume of smoke, and next thing you know, there's smoke in one tower.
Shortly after 9 o'clock, a second plane crashed into the second tower.
Oh, my God. I heard a noise coming in incredibly low. And then I was standing here looking out the window, and I knew it was going to crash, and something was going to hit the building. I dove away from the window because I thought the explosion was going to implode the windows, and I'd be shattered with glass flying out. As soon as it hit, I came back, and there was a ball of flame.
I'm still shaking. I saw it hit the tower and flame everywhere.
Then minutes later, President Bush in Sarasota, Florida, called those crashes an apparent terrorist attack and a national tragedy.
Today we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. Terrorism against our nation will not stand. May God bless the victims, their families, and America.
Then an aircraft crashes near the Pentagon just outside of Washington, D.C. in Northern Virginia about an hour after those attacks in New York.
I was looking out our 12th floor windows at 1600 Wilson Boulevard in Roslyn, Virginia, and I watched this. It looked like a commuter plane, two-engine, come down from the south, real low, proceed right on and crash right into the Pentagon.
Then shortly after 10 o'clock this morning, one World Trade Center tower in New York collapsed.
Lots of smoke, and then the next thing I heard, an explosion, and the building from the top, the south building, just crumbled.
Just after 10:30 this morning, the other World Trade Center tower collapsed.
We were standing there looking up at flames coming out of the building and smoke billowing out of the building and police and FBI everywhere, and suddenly we heard a rumble and the sky was full of smoke. Everybody ran, crowds of people running through, I mean, shouting out to each other not to fall into the subway entrances.
So it's just truly amazing because yesterday afternoon we were sitting in the World Trade Plaza Center having lunch, and so now those two buildings are completely destroyed.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward, and freedom will be defended. Make no mistake, the United States
will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts. We will do whatever is necessary to protect America.
Oh, I have a correction to make. Last night's a show, or it might be the next show up, I was talking about Yitzhak Rabin, as if he was the present-day Prime Minister of Israel. That was a mistake. I was thinking of Bibi Netanyahu, and I do remember that Yitzhak Rabin was the Prime Minister who made a deal with Anwar Sadat, and there's a classic picture of the two shaking hands, and Bill Clinton is in the middle. And isn't it funny? The only one that's alive and hasn't been assassinated is Bill Clinton. So I just thought I'd mention that to you. And I do feel sorry for Mubarak, who's rotting in an Egyptian jail with no sympathy from his ally, the USA. And he was an ally, whether you want to admit it or not.
I think we'll find that out pretty soon. These guys, once the snake comes out of the basket, everybody sees his actions. And I got a feeling that Obama has done a lot to undermine Israel in the Middle East, and also to undermine the USA. In the middle of July, which is only 2 weeks away, the Russian Navy, Chinese Navy, the Iranian Navy are all going to be performing maneuvers off the coast of Syria. That's to give Syria cover so they can wipe out more of the opposition. And the only hope for Syria is definitely not the USA, because we sold them out a long time ago. We sold them out when Nancy Pelosi and 41 demo camos went there and licked Bashar al-Assad's ankles. We should have taken out Syria like we should have taken out those Russian SAM missile sites in Vietnam. That's what we should have done. And now the Russians, the Chinese, and the Iranians are all going to give Syria cover to make sure that we don't do anything. So the only ones that are going to help us, help themselves and us, are the Turks. The Syrians shot down a Turkish fighter plane. And once a Turk draws his sword, he has to draw blood. So what they might do is open up refugee camps for the Syrians and arm and train the Syrian resistance and send them back into Syria and give them support. That's what we should be negotiating with the Turks right now, but I guarantee you, with this communist, Islamo-communist president, no way. No way are we going to help the Syrian people. And no way are we going to help the people of Israel. When you let Netanyahu out the back door, you said everything. When you sent the bust of Winston Churchill back, our ally in World War II, who was looking out for us more than some of our own people, as well as looking out for England, you told us. You told us how you really think. And this power grab of yours has got 4 months left. And then after that, you're going to be on a slow boat to China. And even if you rig the election, you're finished. And you want to know why? Because we were born free and we intend to stay free. And no Quisling is going to put us out of business. 21 million Americans signed up for the draft. We won't even have to sign up. We'll just show up. So, having said that, without a preaching sedition and making the IRS come and confiscate my pen and pencils, that will give you a little tea for two. Okay. The thought for today. This is, we're coming up on the 4th of July. The 4th of July. What is so important about the 4th of July? The 4th of July. 55 days. 2 weeks after the 4th of July. And 55 days before 9-1-1. Am I got that right? No, 55 days before 9-1-1. 125 Viet Congress mice in the house, in the house, voted to burn the American flag. And many of them are, 70 of them are communists, as identified by Alan West, identified by number. And you know who one of them is? Henry Waxman. Oh, Henry. Henry, Mr. Baseball. Yes, with all the poop we got going on, Henry Waxman had to make an example of Roger Clemens. Yeah, nothing like a government agency ruining your life's work. So, what are we going to do here? Want to an old song with your grandpa used to sing to your grandma? Mitch Miller and the gang, they used to sing on TV, and 11 o'clock at night, the TV stations would sign off with the Star Spangled Banner, and then you'd get an American Indian test pattern until it opened up with the Star Spangled Banner the next morning. And today, kids are mocked for singing it. And I was listening to John Batchelor the other day, and he had on a communist from the Boston Globe. The Boston Globe, that's the Pravda of Massachusetts. And it was a woman, and they were talking about this PS-90 situation, and they were saying, six-year-old children, and they're trying to teach them God bless the USA. Can you imagine, six-year-old children, they don't even know what that means. How do you know they don't know what it means? How do you know that a child in the womb doesn't know he's American? What do you know? How smart are you? Draw me a picture of his soul. Okay, I'm going to close with Margie. Everybody sing.